systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Boom, hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. It is Friday, March 7, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And this is Braden.
And you are tuned into the Friday podcast. Yeah, so we're jamming it out here. Travis, once again, is absent. And that's all I'm going to say about that. So, how was your day?
My day was quite uneventful, but finally got a basis for the band. So,
nice.
Yeah, and pretty excited.
Why don't you go ahead and just plug your band there on the Jam Hole.
Our band is Mass Bloodshed. You can check us out on MySpace. It's myspace.com/massbloodshed.
Yeah, they play metal and it's brutal, man.
Oh, it's brutal.
It's so brutal. Fuck, dude, I've been watching that Metalocalypse show on Adult Swim. That shit cracks me the fuck up.
Yeah,
they are so fucking funny.
That is a great show.
You know what other Adult Swim show I used to like was 12 Ounce Mouse. Did you ever watch that?
Yeah, do they play that anymore?
No, well, they ended the show, and that show was so fucking weird, like, with the dude with the hook for a hand. He played,
right.
Yeah, Rooster.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Rooster, man. Just chill. Let's play. And then fucking the squirrel. Oh, man. That show was awesome. And those guys, after they closed that show, they finished the season or whatever, they went on to make, what was it, Xavier Renegade Angel?
I don't think I've seen that one.
Really? That shit is so fucking funny. It's like all computer animated. Like, I don't know. It's hard to describe. But it looks like, have you ever used that program Poser?
Yeah,
to make
right.
people, it's like it was made in that, and it's just so fucking, it's awesome. So, if you guys are into that kind of shit, check out Adult Swim, Lucy, Daughter of the Devil, Xavier, Renegade Angel, 12 Ounce Mouse.
Home Movies,
Brendan Small, those guys make some fucking hilarious TV programming. So, let's get through a couple quick plugs here. Tomorrow night, Epic Beat Productions is putting on the reunion party. That is going to be up in Missoula, Montana, if you're locals checking it out. My brother's topping off the playlist. DJ Mark Lee, Aaron Trailer, DJ Aztec, Chunky, and Casey the Janitor line up the DJs. They're going to have a 30,000-watt wall of sound, a laser light show, giant video screens. It's going to be a fucking awesome show if you're in town or in the area. We're making the drive from Kalispell here in the morning to go help set up and stuff. So I'm thinking about doing a podcast from there since my mixer's all portable and digital recording and shit. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. The doors open at 9 p.m. and it's $5 at the door, 18 and over only. So they're probably going to be, I don't know if they're going to have a bar or anything like that. It is at the Missoula Elks Club or the Missoula Elks Lodge. And the address is 112 North Pate. So, if you guys are in the area, check it out. It's definitely going to be an awesome night. DJ Aztec or Adam, he used to put on parties here all the time when we were going through high school and shit like that. And, they were always a good time. So if you're into techno music and all that cool shit, come check it out. We'll be there. Well, I'll be there. You can't get in. Not yet, at least. But, it's going to be a good time. So, I think that was about all we had here. Let's get into some news stories. Today was a great day for news, man. We have some real gems here. You want to start off or should I?
I'll start off.
Okay, you start off because I got a 6-page story here, but trust me, it is worth it.
Okay, let's see what I got here. A mother who was videotaped while spraying her 2.5-year-old daughter with a high-pressure water hose at an Orlando car wash told authorities she did it because the child was throwing a tantrum.
Okay. Throwing a tantrum? So
yeah.
Okay, so your kid, you're in the car, you're washing your car, and your kid starts freaking the fuck out. What do you do? If you said, A, pull the kid out of the car, set her against the wall, and high pressure wash her face, then you're right.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right.
I wish you guys could see this video for this thing. They have a video, and it's wow.
Oh, man, isn't it good?
Yeah.
I'll try and, if I can't embed the video in the show notes, we'll definitely put a link up to it, because you got to watch this. At the very beginning, it's just the newscaster talking, but in the background, they have the surveillance video playing. And, like, it's this Mexican lady, and she's just holding her kid, and she grabs the pressure washer, and just starts spraying her with it, and she gets the kid right in the face, and it like knocks the kid back into the wall. It was the funniest fucking thing I've ever fucking seen ever.
Yeah.
Well, at least today.
I would not be surprised if she goes to jail for this, because
you
mean,
think? Well, what'll probably happen is she'll end up getting her kid taken away.
Yeah, probably. I mean, you'd think that would kill him. I mean,
well, a high pressure washer. I had a 2000 Elantra, and it got some body work done on it because some asshole ran a red light and hit me. And I was washing it one day in that thing with a high pressure washer,
right.
And the paint literally started coming off as I was washing it. So take that. And this lady was like, I mean, an arm's length away. She was literally holding her daughter in one hand and then spraying her with the pressure washer in the other hand. And, oh, I could not imagine what that would feel like, especially to a two-year-old.
Yeah, that's proof right there that people should have to sign up and take a test to have children first.
Right, or just have more abortions, I guess.
Yeah.
But, hey, we don't know this little two-year-old, man. She could have been a raging cunt. You don't know that.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I don't know.
Hey, just because she's two does not mean she can't be a cunt.
I mean,
I know 34-year-olds that are raging cunts, and, you know, it happens. That'll happen.
Anyway, continuing with the story. She told authorities she did not have the hose on full blast. Oh, yeah. That's,
oh, bullshit.
That makes it any better anyway.
Hoses just have, like, two settings, either off or blast?
Well, yeah, I thought it just kind of sprayed out a little water when
right,
you're not pulling it.
Right, and then you pull the trigger and it hits you.
Yeah, and obviously it was full blast. Look at the tape.
Right. So this just goes to show you that you should not watch Jackass and use what they do as parental tips or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
like
right.
Like when they were spraying him with the fire hose. That's totally what reminds me
of. Or that one where he just lays on the car and they drive through.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's good.
Let's do that next time your kid's pissing you off. Just show him this video and be like, see? See? I could do that to you. Keep it up. Keep it up, you little bitch.
See, the mother said she had used this type of punishment before with a spray bottle. So, like, when you spray your cat with a
right.
spray bottle, get him off the counter?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
the daughter, like, comes in and is all crying because she shit her diaper, and her mom just grabs a spray bottle and sprays her in the face with it.
Fucking idiots.
Wow.
The mother saw herself on TV late Thursday afternoon. She called deputies. Whoa, that was a weird typo. My bad.
What?
She called deputies and said they could come to her apartment to speak with her and see her daughter.
Right, come on down. She'd be waiting there answering the door with a fucking spray bottle. No, that's no.
No, bad kitty.
Bad cop.
Marlene Diaz, a manager at Magical Car Wash, said she has never seen this type of abuse before. Yeah, I don't doubt
abuse?
That. Yeah, abuse. I mean...
Like I said, you don't know what this kid did.
You don't do that to a kid, Diaz said. No child deserves that. Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah,
there's
not
some,
no child.
Yeah, there's some kids I would love to fucking do worse things than that to.
That's a little drastic. Let's say a good 45 to 50% of children don't deserve that. But I'd say the other 55% probably do.
Probably.
Or if they don't, let's just say they are not going to not benefit from it, you know?
Yeah.
You know what's going to end up happening is this kid's going to grow up and remember that shit and is going to fucking get some revenge.
Right,
it's going to be like the Menendez shit all over again.
Well, you know, and I'm sure once this kid gets older, her, you know, it's a her, right?
Yeah,
yeah
it
okay.
is a her.
And her parents get older, I mean, put them in an old folks home.
Yep.
Let her rot
like,
in there.
Hey, Ma, remember when you hosed me down with the high pressure washer and took fucking 5 layers of skin off my face? Bam, you're going in the shittiest, dingiest old folks home I can find.
Yep, you're going to have to eat overcooked macaroni and
and get fucking pictures taken of yourself in the nude, and exactly. You're going to be a new fucking the geriatric porn star.
Oh, that is priceless.
That is.
The video showed the child trying to hide her face while the woman pinned her to the wall and sprayed her at close range.
Now, that's not really what happened. What happened was the mother was holding the child, and the force of the water coming out of this pressure washer pinned her against the wall.
Yeah,
face. It didn't really pin her. It more like just knocked her head against the wall. It totally, if you watch this video, it seriously looks like the kid got its head bounced off of the wall from the high-pressure washer. It is so fucking funny.
The video showed the child... Oh, pff, I just read that.
Oh, hey, speaking of who keeps losing their place...
Yeah, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Disgusted, Dia said. I'm mad, infuriated... Yeah.
As mad and infuriated, right.
As to how someone could do that to a little child. I could do it.
And this coming from the fucking car wash manager, who just happens to be a professional in raising children, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And notice they all have Hispanic last names.
Yeah, they're probably going to get deported after this anyway.
Yeah, she's going to fucking be like, and I'll need your license, registration, and green card. And she's going to be like, uh-oh.
No habla inglés.
Yeah.
Officers said the water shoots out of the hose with a force of about 1,200 pounds per square inch.
Holy shit,
powerful,
dude.
Enough to create the type of friction and string from a rug burn. Oh, sting.
And sting? Yeah, dude, I bet that stings, especially in the face.
Yeah,
especially in a 2-year-old's underdeveloped face.
No joke.
That shit, oh, man.
Your skin gets red and at times... Oh, and at times it could peel, Diaz said. Well,
it
yeah, no
fucking,
shit.
Yeah, peel it off.
That's a pressure washer. That's meant to be used on a car, not a child. Mother Carol, whatever the fuck her last name is.
Right, some dumb lady on the street.
Another beaner, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Diaz didn't see what happened until she checked the surveillance tapes, but she did. But she said she heard the girl crying after the mother stopped spraying her.
You think?
Yeah, I'm sure any kid would be crying.
I would be crying, dude.
Yeah, no joke.
Sprayed in the face with a pressure washer.
Diaz said she also heard the mother say, "You're going to learn to respect me. You don't treat me bad. You don't mistreat me. I'm your mother."
That's right. Respect my authority.
Respect my authority.
In the face. Oh, hey, no more South Park jokes. Apparently, people have been writing in saying, "You guys make stupid South Park jokes and stop it." So
whatever. That show's funny.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
Yeah. We do whatever we want.
That's right. I'll do what I want. You don't know me. This is my show. I'll do what I want.
Surveillance cameras showed the mother stripped the girl, leaving her standing in the car wash.
Stripped
what?
Her?
I didn't see that in the surveillance tape either.
What tape did they get?
Wow, yeah.
They must have got slipped one of those pedo tapes from the other article.
Right, yeah.
How'd that get in there? A little something from his own personal collection.
Save that for later.
Scumbag newscasters.
The Department of Children and Family said the child was taken to a medical facility for an evaluation.
Yeah, and you know what they said? Yep, she's wet.
Wow.
Fucking soggy doggy.
The child was examined by the Child's Protection Team nurse practitioner and found to have no visible injuries. DCF did not remove the child from the residence.
Really?
Wow.
Well, you know, whatever. You know what, though? They were probably, like, checking her out, and they're like, man, she is a little bitch.
Yeah,
and
they're like,
you still have that spray bottle? Let me see that.
Nice.
Fucking bitch.
The Orange County Sheriff's Office child abuse detectives are still investigating the criminal portion of this case to determine the proper course of action.
What proper course of action? Didn't they just say the kid went back home with mommy?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't sound like they're doing anything more.
I mean, what should they be doing? It's her kid, you know?
Right.
I mean, back in the day, we used to get our asses beat with fucking belts and switch sticks, man. A little fucking water in the face. Well, granted, it's coming at you at, what, over 1,000 feet per second?
Yeah, it is a pressure washer. I mean, it's not a... spray bottle.
Hey, you use what's around, man.
Yeah, whatever
that's all
you got.
I mean, she was washing her car. Whoa, she was. Do you think she got hit with some soap or some wax? She had She had a nice shiny finish when she was all done.
Soap in your eye.
Right? When she cried, the tears just ran right off her face like a Rain-X.
Well, at least she was shiny, right?
Fucking A. At least she was clean. It was probably the cleanest that kid's ever been.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like the greatest mother anyway.
Yeah, fuck it. And you know what? Another thing wasn't in the story, but the mother is pregnant with another child.
Yeah, that's in the video.
Yeah, so no, it wasn't in the news story. Out. Yeah. Well, I'll definitely have to post a link to that because you guys have to see it. It is so fucking funny. All right, was that it for that
story?
Yeah,
that's that one.
All right, so let's get into this long one. Going from pressure washing your children to the world of real party animals, the internet gate crashers who drug dogs, have group sex, and trash homes. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, this is gold. Pure gold. I couldn't have wrote this better if I made it up myself. The tour of Julia Anscombe's once beautiful home on the Sussex coast began in the kitchen. Quote, "This is where we found This is where we found Bailey," she explained. "Bailey is a lovable, shaggy-haired mongrel puppy and much-loved family pet."
Lovable enough to fuck, apparently.
Yeah, right? It's a cute-looking dog, baby. When Mrs. Anscombe and her husband returned from a weekend away recently, Bailey was lying unconscious on the floor. He'd been drugged. The incriminating evidence was left at the scene. Discarded ecstasy tablets.
Okay, wait. Stop right there. What the fuck is the point in drugging a dog?
Because you're on drugs yourself and you're like, look at the dog, it's on drugs. I don't know. I mean, that shit costs money and it's, I don't know, around here it's not very readily available.
Yeah,
so when you get ecstasy, you're like, fuck yeah, I'm going to take it. You're not wasting it on a fucking stupid little dog. Have I mentioned how much I fucking hate dogs? Today, okay, hold on. We got to put this story on pause. Today, I was delivering water out of town a little ways, and I'm fucking driving down this dirt road, and I see two dogs walking, like, just in the middle of the road, like, almost holding hands, it seemed like. And one of the dogs had the dumbest looking sweater on, and looked at it, and I could just imagine the old fucking owner like buying the sweater and thinking, oh, this is perfect for my dog, and then the dog like, you've got to be kidding me, and like, I don't know, dude, I just saw that. I hate that shit.
I fucking hate dogs wearing sweaters and coats and all that
and
bullshit.
What I also hate, it is retarded, are people that bring their dogs with them everywhere. Like, they don't, it's like their dog is American Express and they don't leave home without it. The dog's either sitting in the passenger seat or sitting on the person's fucking lap. The person's usually like smoking a cigarette or talking on the phone. Dog fucking face hanging out the window. Every time I see that shit, I just like start making faces at the dog, hoping to get it riled up enough to where it just pisses all over the owner's lap.
And then there's the people who leave their dogs in the back of their pickups and they just fucking bark at you.
Yeah, and it's like 20 below and their dog's like fucking stuck to the truck bed. Anyway, I hate fucking dogs. Oh, let's see. He'd been drugged, ecstasy, okay. Quote, "He did eventually wake up, but for days he was very quiet, hardly moved, wouldn't eat his food, and kept asking for back rubs." No, I'm just kidding. And wouldn't eat his food, revealed a visibly distressed Mrs. Anscombe yesterday. And this sounds like the kind of person that would take their dog everywhere and put a little fucking sweater on it,
probably.
And that kind of shit. It's like, you couldn't fucking have a kid or something, so you got a dog, and now you treat the dog like your child. And another thing, I think the only real reason people have dogs, I mean, if you got a dog to be a watchdog, then leave the fucking dog at the house where it can watch the shit. Don't fucking get your dog and then bring it with you everywhere. But besides the point, I think people have dogs for pets because it gives them something to have a little power over. Something that it's like, look, I just made that dog sit. And it's like, oh, cool, it's a fucking dog. Congratulations. I mean, seriously, you're just as big of an idiot as your dog is. Let's see. Yeah, he did eventually wake up. Thank God.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know God spelled backwards is?
Dog.
Fucking weird.
Yeah,
coincidence?
I don't think so.
I think not. Near the spot where the comatose canine was spread-eagled. What? Whoa. I didn't read that before. Sounds like a dog was, like, knocking boots. Nero was spread eagle. Could you imagine, like, a comatose, ecstasied up dog laying spread eagle?
I want to see,
like,
a picture of that.
Oh, my God. where it was spread eagled, and where Mrs. Anscombe, Anscombe, what the fuck kind of last name is that? Where Mrs. Anscombe was now speaking is a brand new luxury fridge, or at least it used to be. Someone has vandalized it with a knife.
What?
Yeah, a knife. I know, imagine that.
Yeah, huh?
Not only are you fucking stocking it full of beer, but you're stabbing it with a knife. It costs £600, which is about, what, $1,100?
Yeah.
And as you can see, it is now covered in scratches. It's ruined. Really?
I wouldn't say that's ruined.
Yeah, you fucking Richie bitch. As whoa, sorry for the bump. As for what happened to the washing machine, or to be more accurate, on top of it, Mrs. Anscombe, 37, could barely bring herself to say. She has been told it was where group sex had taken place. Group sex on the washing machine. Fucking classic. I mean, really, though, how many people can you fit on a washing machine?
Yeah. Like, I mean, not a group.
No, definitely not a group. Unless you think two is a group. I think two is a couple, and three's company, and four or more is a group.
Yeah.
That's right. Let's see. Group sex taking place. All this and the tour of Mrs. Anscombe's home had only just gotten underway. The dog, the fridge, the washing machine. It's just the start.
Oh,
I know. This gets
better. What next?
Oh, what next? I'm glad you asked. In the lounge, Mrs. Anscombe's once pristine cream carpet is still covered in stains. Now, you're jumping ahead. Those of you playing along at home, would you care to take a guess at what kind of stains? You say what?
I say cum stains.
All right. I say stains, a mixture of piss, shit, and dog drool. That's my guess. And let's see what they are. When we first got back, it was literally black. Kind of cum stain is that?
Yeah, no joke.
Right?
Some weird cum.
Fucking A. She said it was soaked through with alcohol, mud, cigarette butts, and chewing gum. Man, we were both way off. So, give yourself a point if you named any of those things. It took three of us on our hands and knees with scrubbing brushes about 24 hours to clean, and this is as good as it's going to get. Sounds like an anally retentive fucking take your shoes off and, you know, cleans it like
probably
once a day because she has nothing better to do. Her, yeah, fucking bitch. An even worse scene awaited her in the dining room where the laminate flooring was 4 inches deep in. What do you think?
I'm going to go with come again.
Come again? Oh, God. Well, since I already know the answer, I'm just going to say you're wrong. It was beer.
Oh.
4 inches of beer?
That's
a
lot.
That's deep. If you figure how big a floor is, I mean, to cover it that deep, that's a lot of beer.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
How big is that kitchen?
Anyway? I mean, how hard is it to get beer from the bottle into your mouth? I mean, I don't drink, but I'm not a rocket scientist. It's not that hard.
How do you spill that much in the first place?
Right. I think they must have had a lot of dead homies. They're all, like, pouring it out and shit. It will have to be replaced, the laminate flooring, that is. Or you could just suck up all the beer with Henry the Hoover.
Nice. Where's the
bell?
Yeah,
I know. Oh, we're yeah. It's up there if you want to go get it.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Go get it. All right. Let's pause for these commercial announcements. Just kidding. No commercials here. Upstairs, the walls are still covered in black marks. Now, why you gotta be racist? I mean, why always goes back to racism?
It's because it's
black
funny
marks. Well, I don't think the news guy was trying to be funny. He was being racist. But why don't just say marks? You don't gotta fucking whatever. The carpet has now become a dull brown, like poop.
That's more racism,
and,
isn't it?
Dull brown, like a Mexican. That's racist. And the canopy above her 8-year-old daughter's bed has been ripped off. Oh, yeah. Ripped the fuck off.
I bet.
We also found, check this out, underwear between the sheets and a pair of handcuffs,
nice.
Said Mrs. Anscombe. What were they, excuse me, what were they thinking? This is a little girl's room.
Probably exactly what they were thinking.
Right? They're like, oh, it smells like little girl. Cuff me up and then rip the fucking canopy off. And then pour beer all over the place.
I bet there's a lot of cum in that room.
And
now.
Bring the dog. And that's why the dog was coma. He wasn't in a coma. He was just exhausted, man. Up all night fucking on ecstasy, man. That shit tires anybody
out.
Yeah,
no joke. I'd be tired, too.
Fucking A, man. Let's see. This is a little girl's room. Nor, it seems, was such activity confined to her daughter's bedroom or the washing machine. Pointing to her own king-size bed in the master bedroom, she declared, there were 6 people in there having sex at one time. We feel totally violated. Not as violated as the dog feels,
yeah,
I bet. I bet. I'd place a bet. Elsewhere in the Anscombe's smart, newly decorated semi in Worthing were traces of cocaine, marijuana, and enough empty vodka and rum bottles to fill a recycling plant. That's a lot of bottles.
That is a lot. Well, I mean, the whole kitchen floor was covered in beer, so...
Yeah,
I mean,
but not vodka and rum. Yeah. They're not even counting the beer bottles. The bill for the damage is still being counted. It will run into many thousands of pounds. 2 laptops were also stolen, along with an iPod, expensive jewelry, and a passport. Oh, yes, and 57 phone calls were made. Using the house phone, of course.
Yeah, I mean, of course.
I know, I mean, fuck, if you're there, you're all fucked up, you're fucking dogs and washing machines and shit, why not make some calls? They were probably calls to, like, 1-900 numbers and shit.
Yeah, but probably ran up a bunch of fucking long-distance phone bills,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, calling Hong Kong, making prank calls to Mr. Domo Arigato. How Mrs. Anscombe, who works in advertising, now bitterly regrets taking her husband, Robert, Gemma?
Wait,
wasn't that a name from another story?
That's what I thought.
This
Gemma?
Bitch is getting around, or it's
Damn.
A popular fucking name.
I don't
anyway,
know.
Her stepfather, they took her stepfather to a West End show for his birthday and left her... the 15-year-old daughter in charge of the house. So Gemma's the 15-year-old daughter who apparently threw the party.
Wow, she's fucking crazy, bitch.
I know, right? See, that's what I'm talking about. These little underage fucking sluts, man.
Yeah.
Doing parties, taking ecstasy, drinking, and then they wonder why they end up pregnant. Get a fucking abortion, I swear. She thought Gemma... Gemma?
Just say Gemma.
Let's just call her G.
Okay.
She thought G could be trusted. She thought she was a good girl. She thought wrong.
Yeah, that's how it always is.
I know. She gets all A's and B's at school. She has never been a problem before. She has always been responsible. And I think that's the whole thing. This shit just builds up, and they have no outlet for it. And then all of a sudden, boom, they either kill themselves or they throw a raging fucking party.
Well, it's probably one of those families that's just, you know, parents are just controlling and... all that, so, I mean, she probably has to be sneaky about all that
sure.
shit, and that always gets kids into trouble.
Yeah, it just makes them want to do more shit.
Exactly.
And more shit they're not supposed to be doing. She's responsible, blah, blah, blah. Of course, hindsight is a wonderful thing. Yeah, really? But if Mrs. Anscombe had taken a peek at G's page on the social networking site Bebo?
Bebo, I think
Bebo?
It is, yeah.
Did we do this story?
I don't think so.
Did we do this story in the unaired episode of the Jam Hole? 0.5, maybe?
I don't know.
This sounds familiar. I feel like such a fucking retard sometimes.
It's pretty new, though, isn't
it? Yeah, 7308.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like 4 days ago. Yeah. Whatever.
Oh, it's funny as hell. Who cares?
Yeah, let's back to the story. Of course, hindsight... whatever, it's littered with her network, we're talking about her social networking profile, Bebo. It's littered with expletives and references to getting wrecked. Is that referring to her vagina or just like getting wasted?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or both. Mm-hmm.
Both.
Mm. Both, probably. Getting wasted and then getting wrecked. Her hometown, G says, is the biggest shithole. It's like SH star, 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 star.
Oh, nice.
I think it says shithole.
Yeah, probably.
I can't wait to move. describing her attitude to life. G, who is posing seductively in several pictures. Oh, and we'll definitely post a picture of her. Can we do that?
I don't know.
It's on the news site, so I suppose we can. But
yeah,
she's
on there.
She's pretty hot for being... I mean, if you saw her on the street, you would think she was 18.
Well, yeah, but okay, what 15-year-old girl, like on MySpace, for example, doesn't have some slutty posing pictures?
I don't know. I could think of two right now. I know. So, back to the story. Describing her attitude, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, their actions I choose to take, and they come with their own consequences. Don't we all?
I think so, yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. But I'd rather take them consequences than never take a chance. Those, my friend, words to live by. Consequences there certainly have been. G and six guests have now been questioned by police after her so-called evening in to watch a video with a few friends. Yeah, porno. That's what she told her mum. It spiraled into a night of debauchery involving more than 50 young people.
Wow.
I know, 50. That's a rager.
Yeah, fuck, that's a party.
I know, I'd say that was a complete success. Or a success.
Yeah.
Moreover, her relationship with her mother may have broken down irretrievably. The two have not seen each other since the morning after the night before, when Mrs. Anscombe received a call from G's worried grandmother, who was looking after her younger sister, informing her, "You'd better come back, Julia, love." By then, G was in hiding at a friend's house. Now she is staying with her father. She's doing the back and forth thing because her parents are divorced. So, like, her mom gets pissed and she goes to live with her dad until she does something there. And then she goes back to her mom. And we kind of did that growing up a little bit. Yeah. That sucks. He and Mrs. Anscombe split up 7 years ago because of Mrs. Anscombe's OCD, but he still lives in Worthing and sees G regularly. Now, however, she is refusing to go home to her mom. And, I mean, seriously, as soon as she walks in the door, you know she's going to get fucking sprayed in the face with a pressure hose or something.
Who would want to go back home to that?
I know. I mean, the house is wrecked already. Fuck. Yeah. At least wait till they get it all back together again. Poor girl, she's too ashamed and embarrassed, isn't she? The boasts she put on her Bebo page before the party were just bravado, and bravo to that. Clearly, G must be racked with guilt about what happened.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
probably had a blast.
Not if more recent internet postings are anything to buy. Yeah, the party, went wrong, but it was well good. I mean, it was fucking good, is what she's saying, I believe. It's a miracle G even knew whether it was a well-good party or not. Friends say she passed out at 7:30 p.m. after drinking to excess and had to be carried to her bedroom where she remained comatose like Bailey the dog until the next morning.
Well, isn't that when you know it's a good party?
Right, when you pass out like 2 hours in. Fucking lightweight. She's like a three-beer queer. I guess... Oh, shit. That's good. When she did finally come around, she took the opportunity of mocking her own mother on her Bebo page, boasting, "My mother thought it would teach me a lesson by putting it in the papers. All that's done is make everyone go, wow, your party made the front page. I mean, it was good," with like 5 S's, 4 O's, and 5 D's. "And my mom's a T... **. Anyhow, now, let's take a guess. What do you think *** is?
I'm gonna have to go with twat.
I also am going to have to go with twat. Survey says twat.
All right,
nice.
Got something right.
What did we win?
I don't know.
All right, let's keep reading. My mom's a twat. Anyhow, what a depressing and disturbing insight into the mindset of a not untypical teenage girl growing up in text-speaking, internet-obsessed, binge-drinking Britain.
Oh, blame it on the internet.
Blame it on the Brits.
There you go.
Fuck. Riotous events like G's are increasingly common and have become known as Skins parties. They take their name from the Channel 4 drama Skins about appallingly behaved adolescents.
Oh, so they're going to blame it on TV now. Too.
Yeah, well, fuck, what else can we blame it on? Let's see, we got video games, alcohol, drugs.
Music.
We could blame it on the dog, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess.
The dog made me do it. The dog got me all fucked up and then was like, fuck me, fuck me.
The dog was the one supplying the drugs.
Fuck, dude, the dog was the one passed out spread eagle.
Can't forget that.
No shit. The producers have even set up MySpace and Bebo pages for the characters, and web-only mini-episodes have been screened. Now, surprise, surprise, youngsters like G and Rachel Bell, 17, of Tyneside, are following suit in real life. Rachel, you may recall, was the girl who placed an open invitation on MySpace last year for what she called a Let's Trash the Average Family-Sized House Disco Party. And they did. Do you remember hearing about that?
I don't think I did.
Man, she, like, put all these bulletins up on MySpace about, like, this party at this house, and they fucking destroyed it. I mean, like, structurally. They destroyed this house.
Was that
house.
The point of the whole party? Was this to destroy the house?
If you go by the name of it, I guess so. Fuck. More than 200 revelers from as far afield as London and Liverpool converged on her parents' detached house in a respectable cul-de-sac in Hootenless Spring and destroyed it in 7 hours of drink and drug-fueled mayhem, causing 25,000 pounds of damage.
Wow.
That's around 45 grand.
Yeah, you should win something for that.
I know, right? Seriously. Tell her what she's won. Hardly a week seems to go by without similar stories emerging. Chippenham, Wiltshire, the Pennine village of Facet near Rochdale, Fuck, you guys name your shit some fucked up shit. Croydon, South London, just a few of the other places where skins parties have left a trail of destruction recently. And all decent middle-class kids. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't There's sound
no,
too decent.
No such fucking thing. Let's see. Now, Alberta Road, Durrington, Worthing. This is how the devastating events unfolded. Mrs. Anscombe and her husband, who ironically runs a property maintenance company. Irony. Just a few of the other places where... Oh, whoops. Keep your place, idiot. Ron probably had bought tickets for the musical Spamalot on the Friday afternoon of February 22nd. They booked a hotel, blah, blah, blah. Quote, "I wasn't worried about what might happen while we were away," said Mrs. Anscombe. "I just thought G and two or three of her friends would watch a few movies and maybe go to bed a bit late."
Ugh. Yeah, right.
You know what? She didn't either. She went to bed a bit early.
In a little fact, early.
Yeah. After she got the dog fucking raped. In fact, G's night in front of the TV was already causing a buzz on Bebo, where she had posted her address. One message from someone who was going to attend read, "13 hours and I'll be at yours. I'm friggin' excited." Fucking kids.
Wow, she posted her address?
Well, that's how she got the word out for the party.
That's crazy.
That is fucking nuts. And they, oh man, I would have loved to have seen that shit. Oh, fuck, this is a 6-page story. All right, we're almost done here. Bear with us. It gets, I guess it got as good as it's going to get. It just kind of tells how she did it here. Let's see. Soon afterwards, at about on the afternoon of the party, G visited her immediate neighbors, a couple in their 60s, and gave them her mobile phone number. She told them they should ring her if the noise got too loud. Soon afterwards, at about the time her mother and stepfather were taking their seats at London's Palace Theater, G began drinking. Witnesses say she downed wine and spirits. It was half term, and throughout the day, more of G's friends arrived. By 6 p.m., things were already getting out of control. Damn. Older youths had now heard about the party and started turning up at the front door. Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
I know, right?
This is when it gets interesting.
Yeah, right? To her credit, G is said to have confronted one of them and demanded, "Who invited you?" But the boy replied, "It's our party now, bitch."
Well, she did post it on her page.
I know, right?
I mean, ask a stupid question. Invited him.
Dumb fuck. Once it's on there, it's public, man.
Yeah,
yeah, there's no going back. It's not like, scratch that last post. They're there. They're going to fucking trash some shit. G was not really in a fit state to stop him, and at around 7:30 p.m., she could no longer stand up and was taken upstairs. Her big night was over. The chain of events she had unwittingly perhaps set in motion was gathering momentum. Some of the gatecrashers had brought drugs, including cocaine, ecstasy, and cannabis. Not cannabis.
Oh, no.
Fuck
Worst
me.
One.
I know, dude. What are they going to do, get stoned and sit around? The music became louder, the revelers rowdier. They swarmed through the house, stubbing cigarettes out on carpet, spilling alcohol on the floor, and raiding the family drinks cabinet of champagne. At 11 p.m., the neighbors rang G's mobile, as instructed. "There was no answer on the number G gave us," said Joyce Window, 66. Fucking old bag.
Probably gonna die soon anyway.
Yeah, who cares? We're so mean. But seriously, old people suck. It wasn't pleasant at all. We thought it was just going to be a small party, but it soon became clear it was getting out of hand. More and more people turned up. The music was loud. We couldn't sleep. We called the cops. Officers confiscated cans of beer from a number of underage drinkers, but were assured by some of the older guests that responsible adults were present and that everyone would try to keep the noise down. The cops left and the party continued.
Wow.
I know, but see, I can't remember when I was over in London for like a month, and I can't remember if the drinking age was like 16 or 18 or if there wasn't one at all.
I forgot. It's
I don't
different
remember,
over there.
I don't drink. I didn't really give a fuck. But they had some good ecstasy there, though. I'll tell you what.
I bet.
Man. Fuck. More and more people turned up, blah, blah, blah. Officers came. In fact, according to two people who were inside the house, a scene resembling something from the court of Caligula? What?
You ever heard of that? Fucking no. No,
nah,
stupid
neither.
Name.
Whatever. The court of fuck was unfolding in Julia Anscombe's home. There were males just wandering around in their boxer shorts or completely naked. You know it's a good party.
Yeah.
When you're just wandering around mindlessly and nothing.
You just have no idea what's going on.
Yeah,
either.
Wearing nothing but a beer or fucking a bong or whatever. One man, blah, blah, blah. Okay. I saw a couple having sex on the washing machine, and there were five or six girls and lads rolling around in the double bed upstairs. It was like watching a porn movie.
Nice.
I know, right? That's what I'm talking about.
Well, see, now there they say it was a couple, and before it was group, wasn't it?
Well,
on the washer?
Yeah, get your fucking story straight.
Seriously.
Come on. This wasn't just teenagers. There were people in their 20s as well. Most of them didn't even know whose house it was. I've been to parties like that.
Yeah,
where
who hasn't?
Yeah, I mean, you go there and you're like, so, whose house is this? And chances are it's the dude that's passed out or
isn't there.
Yeah, right? Yeah, like, I don't know. The house was open. We just came in. Blah, blah, blah. Another gate crasher, Sean O'Brien, a 25-year-old plumber. I bet he laid some pipe that night.
I bet.
Ooh. Let's see, found out about the party on the internet. He arrived at 7 p.m. and stayed until 7 a.m. I saw one man have sex with three women on the washing machine.
That guy scored.
Fucking A, man. At about 2 a.m., I went into one of the bedrooms and saw two boys have sex. Whoa.
What?
No, hold
sorry
on.
For him on that
hold
one.
Hold on. How did we go from fucking threesomes to gay sex? I guess that's what happens when you're on blow and ecstasy, huh?
I guess.
Huh? You know what I mean, huh?
Maybe.
All right. The truth comes out. Everything was going on. When asked if he took part, he replied, "We all got involved." Eventually, at around 4:30 a.m., the party petered out.
Petered.
Nice. And G awoke. Remember that advertisement for Yellow Pages from the 90s in which a brutally hungover young man wakes up on the sofa to recall the wild party he threw the night before? What the fuck does that have to do?
Must be some British thing.
I guess. All he had to do was let his fingers do the walking and call a French polisher to put the damage right before his parents return. Oh, okay, I get it. Like, let your fingers do the walking.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's dumb.
It's dumb, yeah.
You're dumb.
Fucking British.
The dailymail.co.uk, you're dumb. But good story anyway. Call a French poly. G was not so fortunate. She would have needed an army even to begin to tackle the destruction visited upon her home. So let's just leave.
Yeah, might as well.
Well, G and a few friends did spend a couple hours trying to repair the damage before giving up. Panic-stricken, she called her grandmother at 8 a.m., who then contacted Mrs. Anscombe. My mom told me that G had held a wild party and the house was like a bomb site, she said. We rushed back to Worthing, by which time G had run away to her friend's house. Nothing could have prepared us for what we found. The whole house was wrecked from top to bottom.
Yeah.
You know what else was wrecked? The dog. And her.
I think the dog was more wrecked than anyone.
Probably. I was absolutely fuming. I just couldn't believe G would do something like this. She phoned me on the day after the party and said, "Sorry, but I was so angry I put the phone down on her." I guess that means I hung up on her.
Fucking more British stupid
shit. I know. For using English, man, you guys have some fucked up words. What made me more angry was that she refused to come home and face the music and held and help with the clear up.
Yeah, I bet.
She's like, "Fuck that shit, man! I passed out at 7:30. Ain't my mess. I didn't invite those people.
Well, technically, I guess she did.
Yeah, well.
I mean, she did put it on
public domain.
Yep.
During the days that followed, Miss Anscombe discovered from internet postings more of the unsavory details of what took place. Unsavory like a retard? I feel like moving out, but I doubt I would be able to sell the house due to the reputation it has got. I lie in bed at night thinking that people have been in here. It's disgusting.
That's awesome.
Yeah, right. G insists she is the victim. Oh, of course. I'm the victim.
Always pull that card.
Fucking A, man. Whatever works, I guess. Victim because the party was invaded by gatecrashers. Excuse me, pig. I appreciate that she didn't intend for things to get out of hand, but the fact remains that she had a party behind my back and advertised it on the internet. She lied, and now she has to face the music.
Oh.
Some fucking chin music. Oh, fuck. I know she didn't intend to wreck the house, but I'm angry as she ran away and didn't come home to face up to things. She could have had more respect. I have done everything I can to bring her up properly, but I must have gone wrong somewhere. For the moment, mother and daughter are living apart. The two have not spoken since the mother put the phone down on G 2 weeks ago. She will have to work extremely hard to rebuild her bridges, but at the moment she has shown no remorse at all. Well, no fucking shit.
Yeah, right?
That, of course, is evident from G's Bebo page. We should put a link to that also.
Yeah, what is your page?
We'll try and find it. In her eyes, after all, the party was well good. It was well good.
It was well good.
How's the party? It was well good. And that is that fucking mess.
That was so awesome.
In conclusion, what do you think?
I don't think we're going to be able to top that story.
I know, right? Fuck, man. Everything from dog sex to fucking washing machines and damn.
Yeah, that
4 inches
got it all.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah, all who right. knows what happened to her after she passed out.
Well, we are about 45 minutes in. What is this, episode 7
yeah,
of the
Jam
Hole?
Yep.
Fuck, man, we're almost at 10 episodes. Can you imagine that?
Well, I mean, next week, it'll
yeah.
be 10.
Yeah, it will. We're doing these, again, the schedule for the Jam Hole is Monday, Wednesday, Friday, so make sure to check us out, thejamhole.com. What do you got?
Let's see. I got school's bizarre ploy to beat internet perverts, masking pupils with acid house smileys.
Acid house smileys? Wait, did they say internet perverts?
Yeah, they
did. There's no perverts on the internet. What the fuck
yeah.
are they talking about?
Yeah, that's not where perverts go.
I know. I've never seen
they go to the
fucking
old folks home.
That's the best callback ever.
Okay. A primary school has been accused of being alarmist for covering up the faces of pupils on its website, apparently to protect them from...
Hold on. What? See, now you're facing that way, and your
yeah.
mouth is... You got... Yeah, see?
No, bummer.
See those levels?
I see those levels.
Okay, now you see these levels?
Yeah, I see those levels,
okay.
too.
Match
right.
it up, buddy. Read through the pop filter like I do. It's hard, huh?
Yeah, it is.
I have x-ray vision.
Okay, bizarrely, the images have been alerted with the type of smiley
altered.
Faces. Oh, yeah, altered.
Did you say alerted?
I think I did.
Did they spell it alerted?
No, I was,
okay.
that was me being retarded.
Nice. Kay. Being unsavory. Oh,
that was
I
awesome.
Love that term.
Okay.
Unsavory.
With the type of smiley faces popular during the acid house dance craze of the 1980s.
Wow, I'm
awesome.
So glad I was born in the 1980s, so I don't remember any of that stupid bullshit.
Well, either do the people that were born a little before the 1980s.
Yeah, right. Fucking acid-induced visions of grandeur.
The decision was taken at Can Hall Primary School in Clacton, Essex.
Essex? That sounds like where I was. And it was either Essex or Sussex. I don't remember.
Well,
I know they
we
both
have,
had the word sex in the name.
Yeah, we have both of those around here, though.
Yeah, I think so. This is another UK story, isn't it? Yeah, dailymail.co.uk.
Yeah,
popular.
All right.
You
yeah,
Brits, man, making headlines.
Crazy bastards.
Taking names and busting ass.
And fucking...
Dog ass.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to say it. I did
you
it first.
You beat me to it.
Gotcha.
Headmistress Claire Reese said yesterday, "The public nature of the internet is an issue we feel strongly about." Okay, more people are bashing the internet, I guess.
Hey, what the fuck is the internet? Oh, man. I mean, seriously, what the fuck did the internet ever do to you besides provide a plethora of inexhaustible pornography?
Yeah, I mean, what else, you know, what else do you do with the internet other than look at porn anyway?
That's about it.
Yeah, I think so.
Look at
huh?
porn and podcast and maybe no, that's it.
Yeah, that, I think that's all you need. It. Yeah, not all parents want their children's picture on there. That was a quote. You can't say what is going to happen with any of those pictures. She said that the photographs were printed unaltered in the school's newspaper, which was sent to parents.
Okay, so hold on. They're okay about putting the kids' faces in the school newspaper, which anyone can pretty much get a hold of,
yeah,
scan, and put on the internet. But for them to put it on the internet themselves, they put smiley faces over all the kids' faces.
That's just another...
And then this is another good picture. I'll put it in the show notes, too. You gotta see this. It looks so funny. And in one of the pictures, they gave, like... there's, like, five kids, and four of them have smiley faces, and there's one kid in the back with a little sad face. He was, like, the unsavory of the bunch or something.
Yeah, he was the unsavory. The school guarantees the content of the site is... I lost my fucking spot.
Nice. We need a better way to read I know. These fucking stories.
Okay, I'll start over. The school guarantees the content of the site is child-friendly, adding, in order to protect our children, we have made the decision not to include any photos of our pupils on this website.
Not, no, but their pictures are there. It's just their faces.
Yeah, it's
and
just
seriously,
the faces.
If you're a pedo, I mean... you're not looking at the face, I don't think.
Well,
I mean,
I don't know.
Are you?
I'm not a pedo. I don't know.
Do you know any pedos?
Not that I know of.
Really?
I
mean, oh, that's a good thing. We should.
Oh,
no,
I do know one.
Nuh-uh.
I do, yeah.
You want to tell us this story?
I don't know if I should.
All right. Yeah, we got about 10 minutes left. Yeah. But, oh, what I was going to say is we should go through the sex offender list and see if there's any local sex offenders.
Good
idea. And then whenever we have a story that involves that, we can interview them and be like, so, what do you think about this?
I don't know if we can get any to agree, though.
Yeah.
Well,
we could do it at
gunpoint.
Yeah,
it's worth a You want to say that on the podcast?
Fuck it. Hey, this is Montana. We all got guns.
Yeah, that's true.
Fuck it.
Let's see. Okay. Previously faced...
They're just not all registered.
Yeah, that's...
Unlike the sex offenders. See how I brought that
yeah,
around?
Yeah, that was
huh?
good.
Huh?
I like that.
That's right.
All right.
We're getting better, folks.
Previously, faces were simply blurred, but newer pictures, including action shots of that athletics tournament, use
Ooh.
The smiley faces.
That's like the honeypot for pedos, I bet. The athletic
I know.
Section.
That's the one they're always looking at, I'm
oh,
sure.
God.
That's probably the first one that they went after.
Yeah.
However, one child in the lineup of the medal winners has been singled out. He alone has been given a sad face.
They actually reported that?
Yeah, they
Holy
said
shit,
it.
I was just making an observation.
That's awesome.
That is
I wonder if
golden.
They thought that was weird, too.
Yeah, I mean, out of all the pictures, and there's like six of the pictures, we'll link to it, and there's just one picture in there, and it's just one kid. I
yeah.
wonder who that kid was.
I don't know.
Maybe, I know what it is.
What?
He was the black kid.
Oh!
I bet, huh?
Wait, were the pictures in color, though?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll have to go back and look at that, then.
I know. I bet. You'll see, like, a little black arm, and then you'll follow the arm, and it'll go up to the sad face.
That's awesome.
That is hard.
That's a good way to cover that up, too. It'd
yeah.
be racist, too.
You'd think they could have gave him, like, a little black sad face.
I don't know. That would have been too obvious,
you
I
think,
guess. Yeah.
Right? They didn't expect people like us to pick it apart.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is in the UK, and we're not, so,
That's
I mean,
true, and no one in the UK is racist.
Yeah, of course not.
You know the weird thing about, like, when I was over in the UK, you know, everyone there sounds like they talk on Monty Python.
Yeah.
Like, here in the US, the white people kind of sound like white people, and the black people have their own thing.
Right.
But over in the UK, the black people sound exactly like the white people. It is the weirdest fucking thing.
That is kind of weird.
Like, you see them, and you expect them to be like, oh, what's up, son, yo, and they're just like, oi, mate. Top a cup of tea. Oh, what?
That,
like, it's so weird.
That would be weird.
It just doesn't fit them. It's like that black dude on Ocean's 11 and Ocean's 12. He's
yeah,
got that. It's
right.
just like that.
That's,
it's so funny.
I never thought about that,
yeah,
actually.
It's weird.
Huh.
So I bet you lost your place again, huh?
No, actually, I didn't.
Nice.
I remembered, yeah.
Use those opposable thumbs.
Children's charity NCH yesterday said that the schools were right to be cautious about putting children's pictures on the internet if they were vulnerable or in care.
In care? What?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Weird. I mean, all children are vulnerable, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're children.
Yeah, right? It's just like little baby fucking fish or whatever. They're all vulnerable.
I don't know.
I don't know where I was going with that. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, you got nothing on that one.
Nothing.
However, spokesman Sean Kelly added, the images shocked me, actually. What message is it giving?
So that we're all happy except for the black kid. That makes me a sad panda.
Okay.
I had to throw one more South Park.
Yeah, we're
going to
get
there.
Some more messages.
Sorry.
About the South Park references.
Fuck
I think.
You.
Is that the only one we got shit about with South Park? Or
I think so. That and like I ramble and have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm crude and I should be shot for some of the things I say about people.
Well, that's why we have a podcast.
I know. Fuck you.
I mean,
you don't
what the
like
fuck
it?
Are you doing listening
you
to it
You don't like
then?
It? Suck our motherfucking dicks, biatch. Oh, wow.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
I know.
Quote, it looks very, very odd. If you want to
Well, hold on. No shit. If they're normal pictures with big cartoony smiley faces.
Yeah, it looks...
I mean, seriously, if I came into your office delivering water and where my head is, just picture a big fucking smiley face, that would
you know
look
what?
Pretty fucking odd to you.
It looks it looks like they got a bunch of those yellow smiley face stickers and stuck them on a picture and then just scanned it on a computer.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it looks
There's like no Photoshop skill involved whatsoever.
Except for the black kid. I mean, I guess they had to Photoshop the front.
they copy and pasted the smiley face and then like rotated
it. Yeah, just flipped it. That's awesome.
Oh, man.
Okay. I'll go back to that.
I'm going to put pictures of us on the site, and we'll just put big fucking smiley
good idea. We'll
there.
Do that
That'll
exact
so
same
awesome.
Thing.
When next Halloween, dude, we should make, like, just big smiley face masks and go around just creeping the fuck out of people. Well, and they'll be like, what are you? And we'll be like, AOL emoticons. It's probably been done, but not up here.
I don't know. I think that's
Have you
pretty
ever heard
original.
Of that?
I don't
I
think
just
so.
Thought of it.
Yeah,
so.
I think that's good. That's,
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's why you're helping out with the show.
Okay, let's go back to this.
Yeah, we're running 55 minutes.
Quote, it looks very, very odd. Mm-hmm. If you want to obscure children's faces, you can obscure them with pixels.
Pixels?
Well, that's, I mean, they were blurred. I think that's what they mean.
Yeah.
Blurred.
Yeah. Yeah, when you pixelate things.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. I kind of like the smiley face thing.
Yeah, it's funny as hell. Yeah. Especially the black kid.
I know. Well, it's sad, but yeah, it's funny.
Well, you know.
It's funny in a sad way.
Yeah, that's why it's funny.
Yeah, racism's always funny. I don't care what color you are. That's funny.
I wonder if black people laugh at their own. You know, racist jokes.
I don't know. Like,
I don't really have any black friends. I mean,
well, there's not really any black people.
Yeah,
here.
I mean, every once in a while you see one walking down the road and you're like, whoa. Black guy.
We could go to the jail and, like, ask one.
Yeah, because you know, if there is any, that's where they are.
Oh, God.
Okay.
We're going to hell if there was such a thing.
Quote, we need to be cautious about taking images of children out of the media.
What?
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean. I don't know what the fuck that means either.
I know.
Frank Furetti?
Furetti?
Furetti. A sociology professor at the University of Kent said the school was being alarmist.
Alarmist? Whatever.
I don't know what that means.
Okay.
Quote, every time a school takes silly measures, it says we see the world through the eyes of a pedophile.
Whoa, buddy.
Wow.
Hey, speak for yourself.
No, yeah, I bet that guy's a pedophile.
I know. He's like, oh, these damn eyes of mine.
You know, he's probably the reason why there's smiley faces on those kids in the first
yeah,
place.
Yeah, he's like, wink, wink.
They think that any innocent picture of school children will somehow be subverted and manipulated.
Well it is the internet.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
if
someone.
Anything, the internet's a big perv.
Yeah, the internet's the pervert. Blame Bill Gates for that one.
Thanks, Bill. Perv. Oh, when we were talking about that computer shit yesterday, the movie I was referring to when Bill Gates and all those guys were eating acid and doing weed, it was the Pirates of Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
I thought of
great.
That afterwards.
Yeah, I've
yeah.
seen that.
Okay, sorry.
Let's see, fuck, I lost my spot.
Yeah, that's fine. The people
yeah, that's
took
pretty
pictures
much story.
Of the kids, put them online, and took their faces out with smiley faces.
And you guys will see that when you look at the blog post.
So, should we do another? How many more stories you got?
I got one more.
All right, let's each do one more, then we'll get out of here. Oh, let's see, which one? Let's do this one, because it's nice and short. This one is from Canberra, Australia. Man takes car on 2,000-mile test drive. That's a long
test
drive.
That's a nice test drive.
I know, right? I wish you could do that. That's like dating a girl for like 2 years and then being like, oh, I was just testing the water.
Yeah.
You're not really what I wanted. An Australian who took a new car on a 3,200-kilometer, six-day test drive from the city to the outback has been arrested. The 30-year-old convinced a car dealer in the southeastern city of Melbourne to lend him a $40,000 Honda Accord sedan last Friday and drove the equivalent of London to Istanbul before he was arrested near the town of Tennant Creek, deep in the outback of the Northern Territory.
That was a fucking long drive.
Damn, dude. I mean, a $40,000 Honda? That's a little much, you think?
Yeah, I was
seriously, Honda? Come on.
Who you kidding here?
I know, right? I hope that comes with plenty of rice.
You know, this...
Oh, speaking of fucking rice burners, you hear they're making a new Fast and the Furious movie?
A fourth one?
Four, dude.
Wow.
Seriously.
Yeah, it's like, couldn't you just stop after the first one? Didn't
please?
You learn your lesson?
Pretty please? Though. Oh, God. All that does, whenever those movies come out, all the fucking kids around here getting their stupid little fucking Hondas, mommy and daddy bought them, and they go racing up and down Main Street, and, oh, I just want to fucking start picking them off, you know? It's like, what we should do is start stealing their cars or burning them. Be like, here, let's see you be Fast and Furious
You know, you don't really have to do too much, because, I mean, these kids, after having their cars for like 2 months, they probably just wreck them anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking dumbasses. The 30-year-old convinced blah, 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 blah. He said the man was arrested without incident at a roadblock on his way north to Darwin after he failed to pay for fuel. So that's pretty much how he got caught. He tried to do a drive-off at the old gas station.
He probably would have gotten away with it for a long time.
Probably.
Otherwise.
The test drive was the longest known to Australian police and topped a 500-kilometer theft on New Zealand's South Island in 2006. I think we've topped that with the 3,000-kilometer mark, Gray Spence said. You think? Melbourne car yard owner Ian McKenzie said the man would have had to have been in the car all day, every day, to reach Tennant Creek. Or just hauling some balls.
Yeah, he was probably just rodding the shit out of that thing.
Hey, drive it like you stole it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, fuck. He said a legitimate excuse me. I don't know where the fuck that came from.
What's wrong with you?
I know. I need a cigarette. He seemed a legitimate gentleman. He stood at the desk right in front of a camera. He wasn't afraid of being photographed or videoed, McKenzie told the Herald Sun newspaper. The man was charged with aggravated unlawful use of a motor vehicle and unlawful possession of property and will appear in court Thursday.
If he shows up.
Yeah, right. He's like, hey, that's a nice car. Mind if I take it for a spin?
I don't know, that doesn't say too much about that guy. I mean, he fucking, of all cars, Honda?
Yeah, like, I mean, if you're going to take the time to do that, seriously.
Get a fucking nice car.
Right, then again, if you think about it, a Honda is something kind of inconspicuous, low-key, and you probably aren't going to get asked for, like, you know, a $40,000 deposit.
True,
he's like,
yeah.
Whatever, it's a Honda.
Yeah, it's a Honda,
you know?
Yeah.
Who cares?
It's hard to kind of test drive the...
The Beamer or the fucking, the IROC, or not the IROC, the McLaren or whatever.
Right. See, okay.
All right. Finish this off here.
Yeah, one more story. All right. Nurse's assistant arrested loses job over mooning at work.
Mooning at work? Like moons over my hammy?
Yeah, who wouldn't want to see a nurse moon you? I mean,
I
guess it depends
on the nurse.
Yeah. Let's see. A certified nurse's assistant has been arrested on suspicion of incident exposure after mooning to...
Indecent exposure?
Fuck, that was bad, huh?
Read much?
Indecent exposure after mooning two co-workers while on the job at the Fraser Meadows Assisted Living Center, according
to... Old folks home.
Yeah, of course.
She was mooning people at work.
That's weird. Why would you moon old people? She's probably not a hot nurse.
She was probably mooning her fellow co-workers. She's
probably asked.
This will be funny.
Yeah. See, two nurses told police that Suzanne Muffleman?
Yeah. It's like Muffin Man.
42 of Longmont flashed her buttocks outside the room of a Fraser Meadows resident, according to an arrest report.
Mm.
All right.
You can get arrested for indecent exposure.
Yeah, indecent exposure. Well, just like it's illegal to piss in public.
If I can get arrested for mooning on indecent exposure, then fat people should be arrested for walking around with skimpy little clothes on. That's all.
I don't know. I mean... Yeah,
that's indecent.
Yeah, that is indecent, but I mean, I guess the law probably states that...
Right, bare skin or whatever.
You know, it'd have to be a private part, you know?
Yeah.
Private. Okay. Muffleman, who was working for the Boulder...
As opposed to a public part? Sorry, I had to. Sorry. We didn't have enough bad jokes in the episode 7 of the Jam Hole.
Who was working for the Boulder Broomfield branch of Home Instead Senior Care was at the assisted living center to help care for an 89-year-old patient when the mooning occurred.
Oh, I bet that's fun.
Yeah,
did
I
you,
bet.
Oh, God.
Fucking wipe that dude's ass.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nag.
Since her arrest, Muffleman has lost her job with the senior care facility.
You
said
think?
Dean Price, who owns the Boulder Broomfield franchise.
Nice.
Quote, "This was not about client care," Price said. "This past employee has never had any client care issues."
And that's fucked up, because she's getting fired for mooning somebody, yet in that other fucking nursing home, people are taking naughty pictures of the geriatrics.
Yeah, did they get fired for that shit?
Oh, I'm sure they did.
Well, they didn't
I'm
say,
saying,
though.
How long do you think that went on that they don't know about?
Yeah,
and
they probably got away
fucking
with it for
showed, a while. Showed some ass cheek, and then fucking you're fired. Step into my office, because you're fucking fired, biatch. Rookie biatch.
Rookie biatch. That was good.
And that was the fourth time I had genital. I forget.
Yeah. The mooning incident occurred about 8 p.m. February 27th while Muffleman was talking with the two nurses. It's funny every time.
I cannot help myself.
Jessica Jarvis and Cleffy Alvarado in a common area outside her patient's room, according to the police. Muffleman asked Jarvis and Alvarado if they knew about mooning was... And told what?
What?
That was
that doesn't even make
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, I'm gonna read this again so you know it's not me. Muffleman asked Jarvis and Alvarado if they knew what mooning was and told them. Oh, okay. I guess it makes sense if
oh,
I read
and
the
told
next,
them.
Yeah, I'll make your night according to the report.
What?
That was awesome.
Holy shit!
Wow, that's the quote right there. I'll make your night.
Can we reenact this?
I don't know.
Okay, hold on. Hey. Do you know what mooning is?
I think so.
I'll make your night. And scene. Or obscene.
Obscene. There you go. That's how you end it.
Thank you.
After she mooned them for a few seconds, that's it. That's
a
not much.
Seconds.
Yeah, that's nothing.
That's like a...
like a few seconds,
well,
I guess.
Well, I was going to say like full moon, but no. I'm an idiot. Sorry.
See, Jessica and Cleffy appeared very startled and alarmed, and she immediately felt bad and felt that she may have crossed the line. Yeah, maybe.
You think? Oh, wow.
When officers asked Jarvis and Alvarado about the incident, Alvarado said she was very alarmed and scared.
Could you imagine the 911 call for this?
Oh, man, I want to hear the recording.
We have
for
a
that.
Moon in progress, and the lady's like, you've got to be kidding me.
I wonder what the code for that one is.
Oh, wow.
I lost my spot. Okay.
Nah, that's good. You think?
Yeah, that's probably...
That's about
that's
all that
fucking
happened.
Fucking enough. It's, yeah. We're at an hour and 7 minutes.
She mooned some people.
Yeah,
she
got
crossed
arrested.
The line, got fired, felt bad about it, whatever. Yeah, you know, she'll get another job.
You know what? She must be an ugly bitch, because if she wasn't,
I
no
know,
one would have said anything.
Been like, yeah, why don't you bring back that thing up over
yeah,
here,
no
son?
One would have told anyone then.
I know, right? And you know what, though? Like, that industry is in such dire need of people that aren't gonna, like, finger fuck the old people or take naughty pictures of them that they'll pretty much hire anybody.
Yeah.
So, and there's so many of them because there's so many fucking old people. I mean, even here, they're just all over the fucking place. I didn't throw a rock without fucking hitting one. Not on purpose, mind you.
What you'd like to.
Well, wouldn't we all?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's about it for March 7th episode 7 of the Jam Hole. Let's see, we got a few plugs here. What's your band MySpace again? MySpace.com/massbloodshed. Brutal. And yeah, check us out on MySpace, MySpace.com/thejamholepodcast. Email us, info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our website. Feel free to vote for us on Podcast Alley and subscribe with the iTunes. And yeah, don't forget tomorrow night if you're in Missoula, $5 at the door, 18 and over, 112 North Patty. It's the Epic Beat Productions, the reunion party. This kid's thrown over like 300 parties, so he's been around a while.
Didn't he go down to California for
a
while?
Yeah, well, he used to work Alamon with us all, like when we were doing phone work and shit. So yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying here, like he used to throw that many parties. Wow. It used to be like a fucking monthly thing for a while, and then he moved away. But they have like 30,000 watts of sound. It's going to be an amazing party, and my brother's headlining it. So what more could you ask for? Yeah, that's it. Thanks for listening. Jammin'.